News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, fires have been started and windows smashed in at the Larne Leisure Centre in County Antrim amid ongoing disturbance in Northern Ireland. Amanda Ferguson, freelance journalist, joins me now. And Amanda, further developments overnight, what did we see last night?
Well, we know that there was a third night of violence in the north. There were problems in predominantly sort of Protestant Unionist loyalist kind of areas across the north. Police came under attack again in Ballymena, perhaps to a lesser extent than previous nights. But we know that there were issues up the north coast with the train between Coleraine and Derry. We know that there were pockets of sporadic violence in places like Newton Abbey and so on. So we'll wait to get an update from police later today about what actually happened overnight and if there were any injuries to officers, because that's been a recurring theme over the last number of nights. There was a pretty dramatic images coming from Larne Leisure Centre up the East Antrim coast. There was criticism of the Communities Minister, Gordon Lyons, because there was sort of suggestions from the leader of the opposition that he would refer DUP's Gordon Lyons to the Standards Commissioner over making posts about Larne Leisure Centre with the fact that some people have been transported there from Ballymena the day before, and that the suggestions that it was irresponsible from the Alliance Party and also from the Green Party that Mr. Lyons had posted about it online.
Mm. Yeah, that one is the one that would have caught a lot of eyes overnight. It seems as though it was attacked pretty quickly after that. And it's one of these things you do see, particularly when there's racially motivated attacks, buildings being utterly destroyed for the local community.
Yes, and at the time that the centre was attacked, people had been taking part in yoga classes and swimming lessons, and I spoke to some of the women who had been at the classes, and they were left really scared about what had happened and had to be ushered out the back door of the leisure centre. So I'm sure that this isn't the last we've heard about this. We also know that the PSNI said that fires were set at Clockfern and roundabout in Newton Abbey. Translink said that there were severe delays and disruption to trains on the Derry line because of civil unrest in Coleraine, and that there had been possible damage to rail tracks. And I did speak to commuters and people who had business today in Belfast, wondering how they were going to get from the northwest up to Belfast.
Where are we expecting this to go today? The tensions just seem to have ramped up in the last few days. Is it going to continue, do you think?
Well, we know that people can only riot for so long. Usually a drop of rain helps matters, but the weather's been quite good, as is typical for this time of year. We know that happy people don't riot, but there's been a conflation between complaints around access to public services and housing with racism, and that the PSNI has been very upfront about the fact that they're seeing sort of pure unadulterated sort of hate from people. And overnight we've heard from victim support in the north, Victim Support NI, saying that they're concerned that there hasn't been a lot of signposting to victims, that there's support out there for them if they need it.
Yeah. The 80 or so police officers that were being drafted in from Scotland and elsewhere in the UK, had they arrived as of last night, or are we expecting to see them filter in over the coming days?
No, like there has been mutual aid in the past, but in previous occasions, such as last year, there was a slight delay in people and officers arriving from Scotland and so on, because there had been violence in Britain last year. But it takes a sort of bureaucratic length of time for people to arrive. And it may well be that if they don't deal with the sort of immediate violence, that they could be drafted in to support sort of exhausted PSNI officers. It's a really sort of depressing scenario. And I spent a lot of time in Ballymena yesterday talking to people who had to flee their home because of racist attacks. And they're considering whether they're definitely leaving Ballymena, but they're considering whether they leave Northern Ireland, whether they leave the island of Ireland as a whole, because they're just terrified. And with some members from the Filipino community who perhaps would be viewed more favourably as an ethnic minority group in Ballymena than some other groups, such as people from the Romanian background. They are saying that even though they're being told by people in an absurd kind of way that they're not the targets, that they feel scared and that they feel under threat. And it really has just been a thoroughly depressing episode in this part of the world. But we also need to not be afraid to have conversations about why it's happening in particular kinds of areas and violence coming from particular kinds of communities. And there's a whole conflation with a range of different topics that are up for discussion. And while we keep hearing the words legitimate concerns and so on, there's no excuse for racism, and that's been kind of broadly highlighted across the political spectrum and from people in positions of influence.
Freelance journalist Amanda Ferguson, thanks for joining us in News Talk Breakfast, and we will be joined by the Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland after.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.